Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature an interview with Atlantic City Mayor Don Guardian, who is up for re-election in November after a tough 4 years in office, mostly under state control. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. When Don Guardian was elected mayor of Atlantic City in 2013, he beat all the odds. A gay white Republican in a predominantly ethnic city, he defeated a sitting African-American mayor by cobbling together a diverse coalition of all creeds, races, and sexual proclivities. But soon after he was elected, a feud with a fellow Republican, Governor Chris Christie, eventually led to a state takeover of the city. It stripped him of what little power he had, given that he had no allies on city council either. Guardian is up for re-election in November, facing similar odds he overcame 4 years ago. He spoke with me, an Atlantic City resident, at his offices in City Hall in August. Excitable boy, they all said. Mayor Don Guardian, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. It's good to see you. It's been an exciting and quick 4 years. It seems like it was just a few days ago that we were celebrating your victory, but it's been a while. And we have to start on something pretty somber in the death of former Mayor Whalen. I know he was a mentor to you and to many people in this community. He was important to me. What did he mean to the city, and what did he mean to you personally?
Yeah, so on a personal note, I first met Jim when I was directing the Special Improvement District. Actually, before that, when I was working at the Claridge Casino Hotel, and we were just trying to do supportive programs in the city, and he loved that. When I was with the CID, whether it was talking about finding a way to put benches on the boardwalk for seniors or improving the lighting or putting in information booths, all easy.
Sure.
He was on the CID board, and that's how I first knew the senator. And then when I became mayor, he was kind of like your fraternity big brother.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think probably one of the first issues I had was I thought Stockton campus here was a great idea.
Right.
When I met with Herman Sadkamp at the time, he said, listen, I spent almost 10 years trying to get to Atlantic City. I've given up on it.
Sure.
Nobody wants me in this city.
Mm-hmm.
I have no support. There's two communities that were looking to build a full-scale campus.
Right.
Just give me a chance. Tell me how many acres you need. Yeah. We're going to get you here, but I will be your biggest supporter, and I'll do everything I can with the state to try to find your funding.
Sure.
And so I turned to Jim, who just said, I don't think you have a chance, but you're right. Stockton needs to expand. Mm-hmm. They ran out of space, literally, because of regulations in the Pine Barrens. And I agree with you. It would be good for Atlantic City. And so that's how it started. And then there were things I can say are just fine.
Sure.
How do you get across the ballroom?
Right.
To go to the bathroom or to get a drink? You can't because everyone stops here.
Sure,
and so he gave me the little secret, you know, just looking down on the carpet, not making eye contact. Or, you know, he said, you know, within 6 months, the staff will start to like you at the casino ballrooms and at the individual restaurants. And they'll put together some food in the kitchen so you can sneak by because you'll do three or four dinners in an evening and not eat.
Yeah, right.
And, how to get off stage. So these are the fun things, you know, without taking an hour and a half to exit the room and things. So,
one of the things you being a non-politician didn't really know.
Oh, absolutely, So Jim was real helpful with all of those. He dedicated himself to public service. So, you know, the lifeguard, the teacher, the councilman, mayor, the assemblyman, senator, and things.
Yeah.
And all he was looking for is a nice retirement with Kathy. So sad a couple months before he didn't get to achieve that.
Right.
Very dedicated, good man. Atlantic City's very lucky to have him.
Yeah, no question about it. So let's go to your election. It was kind of a surprising result. I mean, nobody had gave you a chance. You know, you put together a pretty amazing coalition of groups and people, and you were elected. Tell us exactly what you found when you came into office.
A city that was on the verge of bankruptcy with everything broken. No one had any hope.
Right.
And everything collapsed within the first couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Long term, you know, how people didn't realize 10 years earlier that the monopoly was over.
Right.
And just because you had a casino didn't mean people had to come here.
Sure.
You had by that point, I think it was almost 30 choices in outside of Vegas,
right.
And that eventually you were going to lose a couple of casinos, the weakest performing. Little did we realize that the four weakest were here in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
So we lost them. You know, some people would say that we downsized or we right-sized. I can't disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we're at a comfortable number now.
Right.
But besides that is once you had the casinos closed and you lost your jobs, you lost 70% of the assessed values of property.
Right.
That never happened before.
Sure.
And so now you had no tax base.
Right.
And now you had a $100 million shortfall on an annual basis.
Yeah.
And about $600 million in debt,
right,
once you paid off all your tax bills.
Right.
So that's what I inherited. Streets were broken, I mean,
right,
really
sure.
broken. I mean, real bad with potholes and things. The boardwalk somehow from 1944 hurricane,
mm-hmm.
people didn't get around to ever completing it back to Gardner's Basin.
Right.
No LED lighting. Bulkheading is in bad repair.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I found. The biggest difference, though, I think, with me and the 50 years that preceded me is I ended up with a city with no money.
Right.
So, you know, certainly, you know, if someone had done something the 4 years or 8 years before I got here,
right,
when money was plentiful, and when you got $20 million increase just with the Revel alone,
sure,
you can go back 12 years before that and say, you know, you got the same $20 million with Borgata and things, but the point is nothing happened. The
right.
taxes went up 20%, then the taxes went up 29%,
mm-hmm.
and it was a pittance. It was still
right.
in bad shape. So it was obvious back then what had to be done. Within the first couple of months, you realize you had to trim $50, $60 million from the budget.
Mm-hmm.
At first, we thought we needed to downsize staffing here by 200 or so, but as the crisis grew, it ended up with 400, and actually now it's 439.
Yeah.
Few employees. That's the right size for the city now.
Yeah.
Can't decrease anymore without losing services, and in some cases now we do need a little bit additional police.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few other services that we've gone down enough where it hurts. We need to fill in one or two. So if you have any vacancies between now next year or so, it's going to be taken up with positions that you need to bring back
okay.
or so. But so you need to cut that back. That wasn't enough. You needed to be treated by the state like other cities. And that's some subsidy there
right.
called Comptra in
right.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
And we're up to just under $35 million. Key number, because that's actually what will pay off for the next 20 years all of this debt, which went from $600 million, by the way,
right.
down to $375 million. Maybe $365 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take credit for that.
Right.
That the state did. They everything else they screwed up in this
right.
city in the last
true,
couple
right.
of years. But that I have to give them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Have to give credit to the governor, the Senate president, and the Assembly speaker in getting us the Comptra money, in also making sure that we got some additional funding for our schools.
Right.
And then the pilot bill that a lot of people criticized
right.
Also included some additional funding,
right.
which was critical. So the IATs from CRDA coming to the city, and then the marketing money.
Right.
That decreases 2 years of $30 million. This year it's $15 million. Next year it's $10 million. And then 5 years after that it's $5 million. But that's the package that you put together, and now it is a very sustainable budget for the city of Atlantic City. So just based on what we have now, you'll see a decrease in the cost of running the city again next year.
Right.
If things go well, another decrease in taxes, kind of unheard of. And then after that, I think pretty stable on the city end. Then if you take into account either taxes or payment in lieu of taxes from Stockton University, from South Jersey Gas corporate offices, from the new Buai project, that'll be the beach at the
right.
South Inlet, that type of income has certainly helped Atlantic City, and then, you know, certainly Hard Rock coming on board. So this is kind of funny, you know, I guess from a casino standpoint, you could say the pilot was great for the casino, terrible for the city, the county, and the schools,
right.
but in reality now, it's very possible this year alone, before Hard Rock, that they're going to increase the gross gaming revenue
right.
with the internet gross gaming revenue it's going to exceed $200 million
right.
from what it was last year, which means that that $120 million they pay goes up to $130 million. Mm-hmm. Although it was in the bill, I don't think casinos ever anticipated
right.
that there would be a gross gaming revenue increase.
Right.
And then with Hard Rock, Roger, what I think is, I think that's a win-win for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just another casino. I think you're going to come there because of the music, because of the entertainment, because they're
right.
going to have beach festivals.
Right.
And
they'll expand
concerts.
The market rather than just
I think
the,
so.
Cut the
so I'm thinking, you know, maybe 50% of the market they steal,
mm-hmm.
but 50% of their gross
right.
gaming revenue they'll bring in. So another $10 million mm-hmm. is what the result will be, and we share that with the county and the
sure.
school.
Right.
So I think those are the, you know, that's what you have to look forward to. Now, granted, 3,000 jobs, nothing's going to help us more than that
right.
for Hard Rock, but we need to be more than a gaming town. So
mm-hmm.
it's really the Stockton, the corporate offices that are where we want to go.
Right.
And then this beach at the Southeast Inlet, being the first market-rate housing we've had in about 20 years,
mm-hmm.
is really critical. So I'd say that's a bellwether.
Right.
If it rents out quickly, everyone's going to be building here. If it doesn't, I don't think in my lifetime you're going to see any
right.
major housing change here. And we need about 10,000 more people. 40,000 people, we have 39,000. If we could get to 50,000, but that next 10,000 needs to be either workforce housing
right, right.
or it needs to be market rate.
Mm-hmm.
The city's going to be okay.
Yeah, right. So I think that the biggest problem you faced was the taxes, obviously. I mean,
no
when,
question.
When you saw that,
yep.
There was no stability in the taxes. I was very pleased this year to see my tax rate go down a little bit.
7.4%.
Right. So
right.
so that was
yeah.
a big surprise to me, and I'm
right.
sure to a lot of people in town.
Yeah.
Is the tax rate stable now so that
yeah,
you can,
very stable.
People can come to town and anticipate that, you know, this is the rate I'm going to pay for the next 5 years?
That's the rate
years.
You're going to pay. A good chance that it'll decrease again next year, but it'll be stable. There won't be any tax increases for several years
yeah.
now. We just have to continue to be frugal. We can't do anything
right, sure.
stupid here
right.
at city government, and that's why I really want another 4 years, because this is a time to solidify all the programs
right.
we got. We got great concessions from the unions,
right.
from PBA, from the IAFF,
mm-hmm.
from Blue Collar, White Collar, IBW, AFSCME. I'm sorry, I forgot somebody, but they all understood that everyone had to take a haircut
mm-hmm.
In order to make it, and that was very important. So I think, yes, for the first time, taxes were stable. We certainly had the state takeover. I'm thrilled that either Phil, as in Phil Murphy,
mm-hmm.
or Kim, as in Kim Guadagno, both have agreed to remove the state takeover, which will be just very,
mm-hmm.
very good for us.
Right.
I think it's amusing, of course, with the governor's hatred for this city, that he rejected the emergency plan we put together with two very qualified corporations
right.
that bail companies out,
mm-hmm.
prevent them from going bankruptcy, and everything in that plan,
right.
they've adopted.
Right.
So one of the jokes when we were developing the plan was, even if they reject the plan, they got to follow it. But,
right.
you know, you already bid out your trash and recycling and commercial trash pickup. You bid out your payroll, your senior transportation, your meals on wheels, your health services
mm-hmm.
and things.
Right.
And then all the other things we bid out, it didn't make any sense to
right.
to privatize. So that was just waiting. It could have happened on January 1.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't until some cases July, August, or in some of those services it's going to be October.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, lots of savings and still providing the same level of services.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the state takeover, you know, they have been overseeing the finances of the city for 3 or 4 years, correct?
Oh, longer than that.
Right.
Back to 2010 or so.
Right.
So they had a monitor down
yeah.
here, and that's why it's always been a joke
right.
locally, saying, you've been down here and you could have controlled everything.
Sure, right, yeah.
So for you to be pointing figures or talk about an incompetent
mm-hmm.
city and
right.
stuff, you're part of the incompetent city.
Right.
So if you throw around those questions, make sure you include yourself in that.
Right.
But there's some things, like I said, being able to negotiate with Borgata
right.
for, you know,
sure.
I'll just say about half of
mm-hmm.
what we owe them, and then all the other casinos currently
right.
for half, that's good. However, you know, when Steve Sweeney proposed this pilot bill back in 2014, it was going to pass that year,
right.
We would have got this funding before. We would never had this next $72 million to pay back casinos because there would have been no tax appeals from casinos. And that funding that's in place now
right.
would have saved the city from all of this pain.
Right. Sorry. So how frustrating was it, you know, as the first Republican governor in Atlantic City for many years?
Mayor, but that's okay.
Right.
And, said governor.
Right. And you know, working with a rare Republican governor to really have that contentious relationship with Governor Christie.
Yeah, so the relationship had started off very well.
Mm-hmm.
First meeting I had with the governor included Senate President Sweeney. And I should say for 6 to 12 months, it was very copacetic. And
right.
things. I had begged for Atlantic City to be part of the ERG
mm-hmm.
and part of the Grow New Jersey
right.
program to get new businesses to
mm-hmm.
come down here, asked them to help us with stabilization, asking for funding for roads, for
mm-hmm.
the boardwalk, for bulkheading. All of that was pretty good. It's when we butted heads, and we butted
right.
heads really on just a few issues. First one is... they wanted to dismantle the police department.
Mm-hmm, right.
Governor promised me $50 million a year if I dismantled the police department
right.
and promised the county executive that he would pay the $30 million or so to run a
right.
police department. And when I met with him and said, there's no need for that. This isn't Camden.
Right.
This is a good police department, a good PBA.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a good job. Why would you dismantle it? And,
right.
so, and we've got a new chief that is making huge progress
mm-hmm.
in reducing crime and reducing the use of force and reducing internal affairs. Everything you're supposed to do, this guy is doing in things. But I think at that point, unfortunately, the governor was running for president, and he took funding from, you know, some of the political bosses in Camden,
right.
and now he owed his soul. So he was right. in a tough position there. So the first issue that we had was taking over the police department. The second issue was selling the water company.
Mm. Right.
So the only real steal in Atlantic City, other than free beaches and
right.
free fishing, is the water.
Mm.
About $200 for a household
right.
A year. Exceptional water. If it's not rated the best, it comes in number two.
Right.
It's a good distribution system. It's an authority that runs itself. And why would you change that?
Right.
If you bought in a private company or sold it to the county, what would they do better? They wouldn't do anything better.
Right.
They give us $100 million, $125 million, maybe $150 million.
Mm-hmm.
That spit in what we needed. We needed to control the expenses of the city, reduce our annual costs, get rid of the debt. That's the issues going forward
sure.
and things. We would have spent that $125 million the first year, and we'd be in the same problem that we were, but we would have lost our water company.
Mm-hmm.
If we lost the water company, as we've seen with almost every other city, once you get a private company, they got to get that $100 million
sure.
back. So it's going to come either as additional rates for your water company, or they're going to make such serious cuts that it's going to affect the quality of water.
Right.
So that was the second area. There's obviously big money from different political bosses.
Right.
in New Jersey that wanted to make sure we sold the water company. The third one is Beta Field. I would love nothing more than to sell Beta Field.
Right.
But not at $20 million
sure,
or $50
right.
million, dollars, probably at $100 million or $150,
mm-hmm.
hands down. I think, Roger, I got to think for the university and the state.
Right.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years down the road. And so I think it's important, as long as I can control it, to save 20, 30, maybe 40 acres of that 140 acres for Stockton for future development.
Right.
Just
right.
would make sense.
Sure.
Very, very solid for the city. But the 100 acres, it's a miniature version of Philadelphia's
mm-hmm.
A Navy Yard.
Right.
So over 20 or 30 years, a couple of billion dollars. I think you test the market. Is it condos or is it hotels?
Mm-hmm.
Is it some other type of housing
mm-hmm.
that you're going to put there? Some retail, some office, a marina. But that almost becomes a city unto itself.
Sure, right.
The interesting part, Roger, is I think that's exactly what MGM is thinking for the land between MGM
right.
and
exactly.
Harris. Can you do two of them? Probably not an outside city. Maybe over a 50-year period, you build one, then you build the other.
Right.
But that seems to make some sense. So the problem with Beta Field is we were trying to protect it, and that was the third choice. Then right. the last problem was the southeast inlet. So that would be from Revel mm-hmm. on the boardwalk going all the way up to the inlet.
Right.
Prime property, either houses burned down or were eminent domain, but there's no fight with people anymore. It's vacant land. And
right.
we've physically rebuilt that boardwalk in the last 2 years.
Right.
You now have oceanfront or inlet
sure.
front
right.
properties. Kind of cool. I want to say that, you know, God blessed us by giving us this bad economy, because
right.
we probably would have made it look like South Beach in Miami.
Right.
We had done all high rises.
Mm-hmm.
I think today millennials aren't going to buy that, so they're looking for condos, mm-hmm. townhouses, maybe five-story,
right,
a
right.
couple of years, but I think some open space, and I think that's going to be a great residential neighborhood.
Right.
So that's the fight. That's what happened.
Right.
I'm protecting the city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 64 years old now. I was 60 the last time
right.
I talked to you, and I'm not looking for my next job.
Sure.
I'm just looking to do a really good job,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, at the end of the day, I want to retire in another 4 years
right,
right here in Atlantic City,
mm-hmm.
and I want people to still be able to wave with to me with all five fingers.
Right, exactly.
And so
it doesn't happen all the time.
I just want to do a good job here,
right.
and I think this is, you know, why people elected me mayor and why
right.
I'm humbly asking them to
right.
to elect me
so
again.
So you just want another term to finish the job that you
I
started.
Do. Yeah, so I'm really proud. I see us as rebuilding Atlantic City,
mm-hmm.
and a little different than the past. Atlantic City always looked for the silver bullet, so casinos was it. Forget about everything
right.
else. So we didn't clean our streets. We didn't care about how safe they were. We didn't care about landscaping. Our money was in casinos. They paid the taxes. They hired people. And now we realize that's not enough. We look around after 40 years. Like, wow, what a shame. All that money filtered through here, and we didn't have a better city
right.
for it. And, you know, when we didn't participate in Prohibition, what a great idea. We got 12 years out of that
right,
one
yeah.
and things. And then, you know, finding just rich people from mm-hmm. Philadelphia to come to our hotels, or convincing people before that time that salt water and salt
right.
air cured all your ills. We
right.
had lots of gimmicks,
mm-hmm.
but we never thought of long term. And when I think of North Jersey, I think of Hudson County, and a Hoboken, a Jersey City, stands out over West New York or a Guttenberg or North Bergen. And the reason is Hoboken has Stevens Tech,
mm-hmm.
and Jersey City has St. Peter's College.
Right.
So continuing education really helped revive those
sure,
communities.
Right.
They're part of the fabric. Faculty and staff live there.
Mm-hmm.
They walk or bicycle to
right.
those academic centers. And the kids, meaning college students, are involved either as scout leaders or basketball and football coaches or volunteer
right.
at the Y and
mm-hmm.
the
sure.
local faith-based organizations. And that's why Stockton is important here.
Yeah, no question about that.
Looking to acquire valuable players for your online casino or even your land-based property? Check out iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing site for legal online gaming in the U.S. iGamingPlayer is one of the first and only online affiliate marketing sites licensed in New Jersey. iGamingPlayer delivers quality customers and profitable players with its mix of online gaming news, play for free games, and information on the best promotions offered by its partner online casinos, poker rooms, and land-based casinos. iGamingPlayer uses the vast knowledge about players and their behaviors to deliver players to your online casino and act as the bridge to your bricks-and-mortar property. So visit iGamingPlayer.com to see what you've been missing.
So what are some of your priorities, and if you're reelected, what do you want to get done?
Yeah, so certainly, you know, I make it a point of every month or more when
right.
it's needed, but every month, anyone who's doing any type of development here,
mm-hmm.
from the Joe Gingoli
right.
to the Bart Blatstein to the John Longacre
mm-hmm.
To Mark Collazo,
right.
To Bruce Kay,
mm-hmm.
Anyone that's looking to spend $1 million or more in things, I want to make sure that we're business friendly
right.
and that there's no issues that they have with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a free ride
sure.
to do what you want,
right.
but I want to make sure that we're not a stumbling block, that we're helping
right.
them build
right.
And open up, and that they're going to be providing jobs with some priority for Atlantic City
right.
residents and Atlantic County
mm-hmm.
residents. So that's very important for the future.
Mm-hmm.
The finishing off the boardwalk.
Right.
As we finish up the bulkheading on the inlet,
mm-hmm.
we need to move back down to Albany Avenue. and complete the bulkheading all the way down back to the expressway.
Right.
So that's the next chunk. 19, we actually have funding for bulkheading over in Chelsea Heights. Okay. So those type of infrastructures right. are important. We think by the end of this year, the canal under Baltic Avenue to prevent the nuisance flooding mm-hmm. will be completed. I think we need to continue. And now, not having to spend so much money on keeping the city alive, being able to aggressively go out for the businesses mm-hmm. that are not necessarily casinos.
Right.
So I think finding tourism projects, venues, that are going to excite you, that have nothing to do with casinos, but complement them, mm-hmm. and then something that has nothing to do with hospitality at all, because that's what's going to make us a better city. So it's
right.
the Stockton, it's corporate offices.
Right.
I'd like to see our medical center get a medical school.
Right.
I'd like to see AtlantiCare be able to regionalize us to woo them over mm-hmm. with corporate offices mm-hmm. here. I love the idea. We took one of the worst streets, Tennessee Avenue,
right.
Boardwalk Block, and we've got a couple of entrepreneurs that are building a chocolate factory, a coffee house, a beer joint, and a yoga place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So four, right next to Piccalilli mm-hmm. and the Irish Pub, starts to develop the old-fashioned
right.
neighborhood
mm-hmm.
that you hadn't loved about Atlantic City
sure.
and that we lost during the casino era. And then places like the Little Water Distillery, it's just a very cool place
right.
on the north side,
mm-hmm.
making vodka and
right.
rye and
I haven't tried that
lie and rum.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
We're looking forward to closing the rest of that property out with DeWalt Brewery,
right.
Which will be the first black-owned brewery in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. It'll be a full brewery.
Yeah.
It won't just be a brew pub. So it's the small businesses that
right.
are going to be as important as the large businesses. In the meantime, I've paved 60% of the city. Before I leave, I want to pave the other 40%.
Okay.
So we've got that all cleared up. We're switching the entire city to LED lighting.
Mm-hmm.
It, one is it's efficient, mm-hmm. but two, it almost gives you the appearance of being twice as bright
right.
as it is now. I want to make sure that I continue to work with our police department. I'm real excited that we went into cameras on the boardwalk, cameras in all of our
mm-hmm.
public housing projects, actual command center
mm-hmm.
where this is all viewed and the result is reducing crime everywhere to continue that type of technology
right.
for our police department to make it more safer for everyone that's living here. And we've got to start working on housing. So that's why I'm so bullish
sure.
on this Barai project.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job in New Brunswick and in Newark. Housing is the future of the city
sure.
and market rate housing.
Right.
And then finally, the public housing we have, for the most part, almost every project, as I look around from
mm-hmm.
office today, is tired.
Right.
Structurally sound, but tired.
Mm-hmm.
By tired, I mean you got to replace the kitchens and
right.
the bathrooms, the floors, the windows, the doors, the roof, and
mm-hmm.
the HVAC. Believe it or not, that is cheaper than building new. So federal government has about $125,000 per unit.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, I was lucky enough to be invited to the White House with President Obama and 300 other urban mayors, and we talked about the need for this type of
mm-hmm.
reinvestment from the federal government.
Right.
It's now here, and Atlantic City has officially applied. So I'd like to see that process. That probably won't begin for 2, 3, 4 years, but it's important that we get the funding in
sure.
place so that people that live in public housing
mm-hmm.
Have the same quality of housing that everyone else has.
Right.
In the meantime, you know, I was able to beg a whole lot of money. We rebuilt almost all of our basketball courts throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
We've brought in four parks since I've
right.
been mayor. We've reconditioned two of our fields to be synthetic
mm-hmm.
and soccer field. The next one we're doing is actually cricket, because
right.
that's what the needs are of the community. And then I think it's providing for things that we invest in the community. So I'm real big on the youth programs we have. We were able to bring back the Boys and Girls Club that
mm-hmm.
had closed financially and now is extremely healthy. Mm-hmm. Great director, more than just a safe harbor for you to put your kid. Now they're working with the kids on homework and planning their future, their careers, right, and helping to guide them and things. PAL went from a couple of hundred kids, mm-hmm, to 300 kids, 300 adults, and 300 seniors, yeah, that they provide program for. And then it's realizing that the cultural diversity of our community requires to think outside the box. Right. So as the schools are burdened with not having additional fundings to expand programs, we have a great need with English as a second language. So we expanded that in our PAL, right, and actually fill up a class. I think this is the third or fourth class. As they were doing that, they said, how about Spanish as a second, right, language for police officers? Mm-hmm. And so we brought that in, yeah, as well. And then, of course, I'm very proud that I have a very good working relationship with a number of the consuls that are in Philadelphia, mm-hmm, or New Jersey that handle Atlantic City. So especially Bangladesh, Mexico, Chile, Colombia, Dominican Republic, mm-hmm, making sure that we provide the simple things like visas, right, and passports to Latinos that now call Atlantic City their home, but in the same light, when there is an issue of non-documented workers, that we have a working relationship with the consuls so they can provide immediate legal assistance. And if children are left behind, that we have a way to make sure we protect the children that are now Americans if, sure, if their parents are displaced. So reaching the cultural diversity is very important, too. So that's kind of the things. Okay. Yeah, you got to be multifaceted. You can't just be doing one thing right, right, in the city. But I think that's how we grow our city. Certainly taking advantages of best practices of everyone else is what we should always be doing. And, you know, if I look at Vegas, I'm very impressed with how they grew their convention, mm-hmm, and conference market. So, right, you know, Harris is a great deal. You're the expert in this field. You know, I'm hoping you're saying, yeah, I think Hard Rock's a good fit.
Right.
Nothing else closes. It stabilizes. I don't know if Revel opens, right, at the same time.
If Revel opens, that might be another game changer. There.
So if that's a game changer, do we take out our weakest property?
Right.
And do we take out our weakest property, or if we're looking at Bally's, does Bally's become part of Caesars?
Right.
And does the casino space now become convention space?
Right.
And so you have a convention and conference space there, too. Clearly, our airport is the gem that we can't seem to develop.
Right.
Just about every airline flies out of Philly or Newark. So why in the right mind would you fly out of Atlantic City when they have trained us to drive,
right,
to Philadelphia or Newark? So they're just cutting their own, yep, throats. So it's trying to find the airline that doesn't fly, mm-hmm, and that's real difficult to do.
Yep.
The one that doesn't fly to Philly or Newark to come to Atlantic City. Our prices are 10 cents on the dollar for, yep, landing,
sure,
a plane. We just have to grow that market. And that's how we expand the tourism market. Right now, you know, the tens of millions of people that live within a 3-4-5 hour drive from Atlantic City. That's our market.
Right.
We need to go beyond that. And then we got to realize that we lost the day trippers. You're going to go, right, wherever it's convenient. And obviously, you don't care if it's a corrugated metal building,
sure,
seeing what they built,
yeah,
around,
yeah,
us, but you're just going to pull a slot machine. But millennials are a lot different.
Mm.
You know, Roger, again, this is your expertise, but this is what I see. For the last 20 years, baby boomers, people,
right,
our age, women with blue hair were, mm-hmm, very happy to drive, right, their three girlfriends down here, and they would sit at four slot machines,
mm-hmm,
and they put the rosary beads and the plastic, right, Jesus, they'd rub the side of it, and they'd be content for 6 hours,
right,
to play slots and stuff. Millennials wouldn't be caught dead walking by a slot machine, never mind playing there.
Sure.
So how do you entice them? Well, you know, the Borgata and Harrah's, Showboat, certainly Tropicana, mm-hmm, I'd say resorts a little bit less, realize that they're looking for world-class spas and they're looking,
right,
for dining where they know, mm-hmm, the owner of the restaurant because,
right,
they've seen them on TV and,
right,
things. And they're looking for new retail opportunities and it's the, and entertainment and nightclubs.
Right.
They want a hot club to go at,
sure,
at night, or in the morning in Atlantic City's case. and some of those gaming properties did that. So they've expanded to do that. That's very much following the Vegas success market there. But that's our future.
Yeah, no question. Well, Don, I think you've done a great job with one hand tied behind your back. So I can't imagine what you would do, you know, with all this stuff behind you in four more years. So good luck in the upcoming election, and let us know if we can talk after the election to find out what the direction is.
Yeah, absolutely, Roger. People say, did you have a specific vision? We can't be that boxed in and things. We've got to see what works well for Atlantic City. And Atlantic City is always going to be the place to come and play.
Right.
We know that. But we've got to have it to be the cool place to live as well.
Yep.
When we can achieve that, we're going to be doing real well.
Well, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Ryan.
Well, he's just an excitable boy. After 10 long years, they let him out of the home.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGB podcast, sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing partner for online and land-based casinos. If you want to hear more about the topics discussed today, visit GGBMagazine.com for all the news and trends in the casino industry. For weekly updates, subscribe to GGB News, which delivers all the news of the gaming industry to your desktop, waiting for you every Monday morning. Please join us next week for another edition of the GGB podcast. And don't forget to follow GGB on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Have a great week.